preacher went to see if he could put a haunt to rest at a house in his settlement. The house had been haunted for about 10 years. Several people had tried to stay there all night, but they always would get scared out by the haunt. So this preacher took his Bible and went to the house. Went on in, built himself a good fire, and lit a lamp. Sat there reading a Bible. Then, just before midnight, he heard something start up the cellar, walking back and forth. It sounded like somebody was trying to scream and got choked off. Then, there was a lot of thrashing around and struggling. Finally, everything got quiet. The preacher took up his Bible again, but before he could start reading, he heard footsteps coming up from the cellar stairs. He sat watching the door to the cellar, and the footsteps kept coming closer and closer. He saw the doorknob turn, and when the door began to open, he jumped up and hollered, "What do you want?" The door shut back easily, and there wasn't a sound. The preacher was trembling a little, but he finally opened the Bible and read a while. Then he got up and laid the book on the chair and went to mending the fire. The haunt started up again, and step, 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 up the cellar stairs. The old preacher sat watching the door, saw the doorknob turn, and door opened. It looked like a young woman. He backed up and said, "Who are you? What do you want?" The haunt sort of swayed, like she didn't know what to do. Then she faded out. The old preacher waited, waited, and when he didn't hear any more noises, he went over and shut the door. He was sweating and trembling all over, but he was a brave man, and he thought he'd be able to see it through. So he turned his chair to where he could watch, and he sat down and waited. It wasn't long before he heard the haunt start up again, slowly, step, 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 closer and closer, step, step, and it was right at the door. The preacher stood up and held his Bible out before him, and when the knob slowly turned, the door opened. This time, the preacher spoke quiet-like. He said, "In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, who are you and what do you want?" The haunt came right across the room, straight to him, and took hold of his coat. It was a young woman, about 20 years old. Her hair was torn and tangled, and the flesh was dropping off her face, and he could see the bones and the burnt of her teeth. She had no eyeballs, but there was a sort of blue light way back in her eye socket, and she had no nose to her face. Then she started talking. It sounded like her voice was coming and going with the wind blowing it. She told how her lover had killed her for money and buried her in the cellar. She said if the preacher would dig up her bones and bury her properly, she could rest. Then she told him to take the end joint of the little finger from her left hand and to lay it in the collection place at the next church meeting, and he'd find out who had murdered her. And she said, "If you come back here more after that, you'll hear my voice again at midnight, and I'll tell you where my money is hid, and you can give it to the church." The haunt sobbed like she was tired. Then she sunk towards the floor and was gone. The preacher found her bones and buried them in the graveyard. The next Sunday, the preacher put the finger bone in the collection plate, and when a certain man happened to touch it, it stuck to his hand. The man jumped up and rubbed and scraped and tore at the bone, trying to get it off. Then he went to screaming, like he was going crazy. Well, he confessed to the murder, and they took him to jail. After the man was hung, the preacher went back to the house at midnight, and the haunt's voice told him to dig under the hearth rock. He did, and he found a big sack of money, and where that haunt had held on to his coat, the print of those bony fingers was burned right into the cloth. It never did come out.